We haven't had an off-field landing of the week in a few weeks, and so I went out digging this afternoon, and I came
up with...
You went
out and did an off-field landing?
Yeah, that's right. I figured... That's right.
There's no Jack H. like our Jack
if you don't, if you don't like the news you're seeing, go out and make some of your own, right? Yeah. In Hawaii, apparently, a 172 was flying along. And, you know, one thing I thought that was notable of this is there are an awful lot of places in Hawaii to make an off-field landing because there are an awful lot of places in Hawaii. And this let's see, this is from a story from the KPUA AM 670 website. It's actually an AP story. A single-engine plane carrying three people made a forced landing yesterday on a hillside in Lanai. Is Lanai one of the islands, or is that a town in... The story's Dateline Honolulu, which is on
almost
Oahu.
Everything that comes out of AP is going to say right. Honolulu when it comes from Hawaii.
FAA administration spokesman Ian Greger from Los Angeles, which, by the way, so there's a flight service station joke there someplace if you think about that. Right. that the flight service station that serves Hawaii is actually located in Los Angeles. I know it's not a flight service. I'm just reaching for a joke here. Greger said the pilot of the Cessna 172 reported low engine power while en route from Honolulu to Lanai. He said the plane landed about 4 miles northwest of Lanai Airport. The aircraft belongs to Georgia's Aviation Service of Honolulu. Company owner George Hanzawa said the pilot told him the plane is undamaged. Now, here's really my favorite part of the story, okay? So congratulations to the pilot who set his airplane down and walked away, and nobody was hurt, and maybe even the airplane wasn't hurt. But here's the thing, all right? He, after landing the airplane, in order to kind of let people know where he was, he lit a signal flare and set off a brush fire that burned 30 to 40 acres of grassland, right? Which I'm hoping the airplane didn't burn in this whole thing.
I was just going to say, but he didn't burn the airplane.
Yeah, well,
that's really good.
That's right. It's good planning.
It's interesting. I came across an accident report just this last week. I think it was a Navajo or maybe a Twin Comanche or something like that over Florida. Freshly out of annual, pilot is positioning to pick up some passengers for a 135 flight, and he's droning along, minding his own business. And he all of a sudden, kerwham, he looks up, and there's this huge gash, cracked windshield. He looks to the right, and part of the cowling of the right engine is missing. And there's smoke and oil and all kinds of mayhem occurring. So he secures the right engine, discovers that perhaps he needs to set this thing down, that this twin is not going to make it to a nearby runway. For some reason, the cowling damage and all that has created so much drag that he's got to put it down. Puts it down in a field, apparently undamaged airplane, gets out, walks away, whips out a cell phone or something like that, and the field that he landed in has some high grass.
Yeah.
And the heat or the damage to the engine or something like that catches the grass on fire and incinerates an otherwise perfectly good airplane.
Well, that's just bad luck.
It's just bad luck.
That's just bad luck.
Yeah.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to the pilot in Hawaii.
Very much.
Yeah. Who set down his 172. That's the off-field landing of the week here.
And
72. You know,
watch those flares.
Yeah. What about 172s, Randy?
You gotta like them.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
I flew a 172 around Hawaii once, around Maui, actually.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun.
Wowie.